and bone, Mr. Miller's keep. That woman made me feel unwanted, but as she owed her, I was buried. Most wanted man in the state of Georgia, but they'll never find me, 'cause I'm lost in Miller's Cave.
Goodness.
Advice there to the lovelorn, I'm thinking, from Hank Snow, whose full name was Clarence Eugene Hank Snow. Clarence is the name you don't hear too much anymore.
No. Eugene, not that much either. Maybe, yeah. Clarence Eugene, and a third name?
Recorded 140 albums. Hank.
So it was just Hank, not in quotation Henry marks. Or...
Sorry. That's all the Wikipedia says. That all must right. be true. 140 albums. Charted more than 85 singles on Billboard. Of course, we played I'm Moving On, Rumba Boogie, I Don't Hear It Anymore. And, of course, I've Been Everywhere. 701.
Right. Of course.
I'm Ron Robinson.
And I'm Carol.
We are here for the next hour on the Saturday morning show for you. Here at 95.9 on your FM dial. Carol McKibben, looking up the weather.
Yeah, I don't have 7 o'clock.
We don't have it yet? All right. No. We're down a CD player, so I think we're going to play this as well. This was going to be our comedy from last half hour, but it makes it a little easier to do things. And considering what the weather is, put a smile on people's face.
Oh, okay.
Dave received his new driver's license in the mail at the beginning of October. It was accompanied by a letter which began, "Dear Sir, we were pleased to note that you're no longer required to wear corrective lenses." Dave's never worn glasses in his life. Somewhere in the pit of his stomach, he felt a queasy twinkle, like the birth of a star in a galaxy he felt he should be able to name. "Before we can change the category code on your driver's license," the note continued, "we must receive confirmation from an ophthalmologist of this change in your vision." Dave's vision hasn't changed in 20 years. The star in his stomach was burning brightly now. "Ah," thought Dave, "I know the name of this galaxy. It's the galaxy of bureaucratic horror." With a sinking heart, he finished the note. "We have reissued your permit subject to the following conditions." At the bottom of the letter it said, "Driver must wear corrective lenses." Somehow Dave knew this wasn't going to be easy. That was 2 months ago. And Dave still hasn't even made a half-hearted attempt to make a doctor's appointment. Truth be known, he's been too busy these last few weeks to think about his license. This is the busiest time of the year if you work in retail. And although things never get out of hand at Dave's record store, it has been busy enough. Busy enough that last Saturday morning, when Morley reminded Dave that they were going to Ted and Polly Anderson's annual Christmas at home, Dave gave her a look which said, "Please say I can stay home and watch the hockey game." And Morley said, "Don't look at me like that. We have to go." And Dave said, "Okay, but let's go early and get out early." And that's how Dave came to be standing impatiently in his driveway, yelling at his 9-year-old son, Sam, on Friday evening at 5:30, "Just come without your jacket," he said. "You don't need your jacket. The car's warmed up. Just come. Just hurry." They were, as it turns out, the first to arrive. They actually rang the Anderson's bell 10 minutes before they were invited to. Which was early enough that Polly Anderson hadn't finished setting things out. "I told you so," said Dave's daughter Stephanie, who's 17. "It's okay," said Dave. "We'll help out." And that's how Dave came to be standing over two identical bowls of eggnog, holding an open bottle of rum, helping out. "The Lalique crystal is for the adults," called Polly Anderson from the kitchen. "The glass bowls for the kids." Dave took a step back and peered at the two bowls. Crystal glass or glass crystal? Which is the Lalique?" he called. And then the doorbell rang and Polly said, "The Lalique's on the left. Can you get the door?" And Dave said, "Just a second." And then the doorbell rang again and Dave frowned and said to himself, "Glass left? and crystal right, or crystal left and glass right? And from the dining room, Morley said, Dave, get the door. And he ran for the door. And Polly said, Dick, will you take the eggnog downstairs for the kids? Morley has always left Polly Anderson's Christmas at home feeling defeated and inadequate. Defeated by Polly Anderson's spiral staircase, by her Lalique crystal, and her bonsai collection in the hall, which this year she decorated with miniature lights she had pried out of her son's electric train set. Defeated by the moment at the end of each year's party, a moment that was not unpleasant, but just so perfect. When everyone gathered around the Andersons' Christmas tree, which was always taller and straighter than any tree Dave and Morley had ever found, and Dick lit the real candles, and they turned off the lights and they sang carols. Defeated by these things that the Andersons seemed to do so effortlessly. Their kids were so polite and well-dressed, and most galling, so clean. It all made Morley feel inadequate, all of it, but the thing that really ground her down was the mountain of food that Polly produced every year. This year it was Christmas sushi. Pieces of salmon twisted into the shape of fir trees. Little tuna reefs. Monkfish angels with oyster shell wings. And in the middle of the table, a seaweed manger with a baby Jesus made from salmon roe. And three wise men with pickled ginger robes and wasabi faces. And crackers. Crackers with exotic spreads. Polly Anderson's crackers were better dressed than half the people at the party. It was as if Polly Anderson had Martha Stewart working for her in the kitchen. Like Martha Stewart had gone berserk back there and any moment now was going to march out carrying something on a silver platter. Like a stenciled roast beef. Or maybe something endangered, like flaming brandied seal flippers with minced whooping crane and penguin sauce. The last time that she had entertained the Andersons, Morley was so determined to measure up that she'd gone to the library and checked out a pile of Martha Stewart's magazines, and then she'd come home and rolled cylinders of salami in a soft cream cheese dip and stuck toothpicks at each end of the rolls, and it didn't occur to her until Sam pointed it out that the tray she had just carried into the living room looked like a plate of miniature toilet paper rolls. She went right back out to retrieve it and saw Polly Anderson looking at the plate quizzically. And then watched Polly Anderson pick up one of her miniature toilet roll hors d'oeuvres and watched her bring it toward her mouth and then watch it slide off the toothpicks halfway there. It landed in her drink. Morley went right back into the kitchen and stayed there until Dave forced her to join them in the living room. As Morley stood in the Andersons' hall last Friday night, staring at Polly Anderson's crackers, she was thinking of the days following her party. For days, she kept coming across little piles of her toilet paper hors d'oeuvres all over her house.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Is that how you want to spend Christmas? I don't think so.
Well, you know what? If Dave is involved...
Trouble.
There's always trouble.
It is 7:08, and that was Stuart McLean from the... Polly Anderson's Christmas Party, from a CD called Christmas Songs. Now, if you want to read the whole thing and you want to hear more and you want to dip into it, I noticed the Winnipeg Public Library has, I think it's something like...
Several.
I was going to say 30, but I think I might talk 70.
Wow.
Listings. And the very first one or two are definitely Stuart McLean books.
Right.
So many.
Some will be audio, some will be e-books.
That's right, too. Yeah. That's right, too.
As well as
might even be a large
books.
Bridge in there. You never know. It's 7:09. Yes. What about the weather?
Well, currently still minus 17, but as you know, we're going up to a high of minus 16. So who's surprised?
I think I can. I know I can.
There's light snow going on out there. And the barometric pressure, 100.4 and rising.
That's good.
It's rising very slowly. Humidity 83%. Wind coming to west northwest at 44, and the wind chill still minus 31. So there will be periods of light snow ending around lunchtime, then a mix of sun and cloud. Local blowing snow this morning and early this afternoon. Wind coming from the northwest at 40, gusting to 60, and then down to 20 this afternoon. A high today of minus 16, as I said, and the wind chill of minus 31 this morning and minus 25 this afternoon. The whole thing, wrapped in a bundle, is a risk of frostbite.
Bingo.
Yep.
We need something to lift our spirits, Carol. And
yeah,
I'm
I'll
looking
see.
At the Winnipeg Free Press. I had trouble getting to this. We're getting to it today, Monday, right. November 24th, on the city business section. But I've noticed that John Longhurst is out on doing different work now. Oh. He's out visiting different churches and finding different ways that people reach spirituality. And this headline is Highway to Bethel.
Oh, right.
Church started rolling out spiritual services to bikers back in the 1980s. And the what we would say, not the podium, but
lectern.
The lectern, I suppose. He's got everything propped on a piece of, looks like sheet metal, on top of handlebars and headlight of a motorcycle. So you know you're in a different church.
Okay, yeah, I'll say.
It's not the black leather biker vest you first notice. No, it's the pulpit fashioned out of the front forks of a motorcycle. You know you're somewhere else. The goal of the club is to enjoy riding and sharing about Jesus, whether to outlaw bikers or law-abiding motorcyclists. There are more than 20 members in two chapters in the city.
Ah.
Free press then from November 24th, Highway to Bethel. This should lift your spirits. Sing along at home. Jesus is just all right. If you've got the access to the archives, Free Press under the city business from November 24th, headlined Highway to Bethel.
Yes, yeah,
Winnipeg
Free because Press. I bet they sing hymns more like the Doobie Brothers than they do Isaac Watts.
No Klutzmeyers being sung there, right. I bet you. I bet they sing the old hymns, the old rebel rousers, yes. At 7:13.
Yes.
Oh, I closed up my iPad. We got another jumble. Got another jumble
I
there,
do
Carol.
Have
I'm not
jumble.
Afraid. I'm not afraid.
Are you ready?
Daniel Lyon's Den, that sort of thing. Yes.
Okay, I think you can get this one quickly and easily.
That's always a curse, I must say. Yes.
S-A-H-H-R.
Shh. Harsh.
Harsh.
What a harsh thing to say.
See?
I was thinking it, yes.
Good.
Cut me to the quick there, and you can't be a man but a cut quick. At 7:14, looking at a little classical music for you, Artur Rubinstein.
Yes.
Died on this day in 1982, Polish-American pianist, widely regarded as one of the greatest pianists of all time.
Yeah.
Chopin interpreter, I would say yes, and the reason I say that, because I'm looking at the great pianist of the 20th century, the sampler. And they have chosen to have Rubinstein playing a little Chopin.
Thank you.
Arthur Rubenstein with, yes, I know you're thinking, Just a Minute, the old radio show.
Yes, true.
Now we started with the Minute Waltz, Chopin for you. At 7:16, now the boys and girls, we'll do the boys and girls, I guess, shortly.
Okay.
But before that, we better give everybody a Christmas carol, but this is a different approach to a Christmas carol.
Okay, you're making me nervous here.
Well, there's a little bit, it's Tom Lehrer, you see.
One very familiar type of song is the Christmas carol, although it is perhaps a bit out of season at this time. However, I am informed by my disc jockey friends, of whom I have none, that in order to get a song popular by Christmas time, you have to start plugging it well in advance. So here goes. It's always seemed to me, after all, that Christmas, with its spirit of giving, offers us all a wonderful opportunity each year to reflect on what we all most sincerely and deeply believe in. I refer, of course, to money. And yet none of the Christmas carols that you hear on the radio or in the street even attempts to capture the true spirit of Christmas as we celebrate it in the United States. That is to say, the commercial spirit. So I should like to offer the following Christmas carol for next year as being perhaps a bit more appropriate. Christmas time is here, by golly, disapproval would be folly. Deck the halls with hunks of holly, fill a cup and don't say when. Kill the turkeys, ducks, and chickens, mix the punch, drag out the dickens. Even though the prospect sickens, brother, here we go again. On Christmas Day, you can't get sore. Your fellow man you must adore. There's time to rob him all the more. The other 360 of war. Relations, sparing no expense, send some useless old utensil or a matching pen and pencil. Just the thing I need. How nice. It doesn't matter how sincere it is, nor how heartfelt the spirit. Sentiment will not endear it. What's important is the price. Hark, the Herald Tribune sings, advertising wondrous things. God rest ye merry merchants, may ye make the Yuletide pay. Angels we have heard on high tell us to go out and buy. So let the raucous sleigh bells jingle, hail our dear old friend Kris Kringle, driving his reindeer across the sky. Don't stand underneath when they fly by.
Tom Lehrer from An Evening Wasted with Tom Lehrer. I think I got that for free. Yes, I did. At the front door of Into the Music.
Oh, I see.
There was a box, a big box of music. Some interesting jazz in there, too. Benny Carter and the like. So I did buy one or two things. I thought you can't just walk in and snag all the best of.
No.
But because we have other Tom Lehrer, but I start thinking, do I have that particular? And I thought, in time for the season. Now, that's a little harsh.
Right.
Is there a different way of approaching this whole issue, Carol? Could be. I'm looking at Poem for the Day. The world is too much with us. The world is too much with us, late and soon, getting and spending, we lay waste our powers. Little we see in nature that is ours. We have given our hearts away, a sordid boon. This sea that bears her bosom to the moon, the winds that will be howling at all hours, and are upgathered now like sleeping flowers. For this, for everything, we are out of tune. It moves us not. Great God, I'd rather be a pagan, suckled in a creed outworn. So might I, standing on this pleasant lea, have glimpses that would make me less forlorn. Have sight of Proteus coming from the sea, or hear old Triton blow his wreathed horn. Show of hands. Who studied that at school?
I don't remember studying it.
The world is too much with us, late and soon. I do like that. William Wordsworth. This day in 1799, William Wordsworth and his sister Dorothy reached their new home, Dove Cottage. After overnight stays at different spots, beset by the wintry weather, they were soon to fall ill with colds. It was left to Dorothy to do her best to make the damp and empty house comfortable. As Carol has been working on our kitchen, saying, no, I'm not satisfied with that. That grout is black. We want lighter grout. That island is too high. I want a lower island. And the island was lowered.
And the grout was...
And the seas parted, and we escaped from Pharaoh. And, wait a minute. Yes.
Yes. And your input?
I am in agreement. What she said. At 7:21. Right.
You also agreed we didn't need an overabundance of... overhead lights.
They're trying to blind us. Blinded by the light. Cut loose.
Okay.
Another. Yeah. Now, time, 7:22. I'll say.
Yes.
I'm Rick Westhead, author of We Breed Lions, Confronting Canada's Troubled Hockey Culture. And you're listening to CKUW-FM 95.9 in Winnipeg.
Well, it was a toughie. It was a cell phone, but of course that's a new book from the fall, so I thought we'd better remind you of it now.
Okay.
Oh, and... I'm just thinking what else we might want to say about this. Yes, I think if it's 7:20, what did I say? 7:22.
Two, yep.
Time for the Children's Corner on the Weekend Morning Show.
Well, boys and girls, there's good news and there's bad news. Oh, you know, parents always say that, don't they? The good news is I'm here and I've got something to share with you.
Yes.
And that's the final stave of A Christmas Carol.
Yay.
I wonder what's going to happen. Oh, it's dramatic.
Yep.
The bad news is I was reading the Christmas Carol last night.
Yes.
And I left all my entire script at home, sitting by the phone, so it would be ready for me for Sunday next to my... outfit, my costume, when I do it in a Victorian style, don't you know?
Yes.
I particularly like the part when, you know, the spirit of one of them has long white hair and I get to twist my little hair.
Oh, yes.
White. Yes. So, boys and girls, we started with Mr. Scrooge, a nasty piece of work he was, clutching, scratching, covetous old sinner, yes. He's visited by Marley's ghost. Marley says, I'll give you a chance. I'll give you three spirits who will visit you, to which Scrooge said, is that what you offer me, Jacob? And so he is. He's visited by his spirit of Christmas past, which is his past, when he was growing up.
Scrooge's past.
Livelier and a delightful young gentleman. Then Christmas present. Come in and know me better, man. Remember, he's sitting on a huge amount of good things to eat. And he visits... Cratchit's little house, even though they have very little money.
Yes.
But they're very happy with each other. And Scrooge goes, what?
They're happy just to have a goose and a pudding.
Yes, a goose and a pudding, and a goose like no other.
Yep, and they live apparently in a neighborhood where a theft of a pudding is not uncommon. They're a little bit afraid.
But Bob Cratchit says, and slowly too, he felt that goose and that pudding...
Yes.
...was the greatest achievement Mrs. Cratchit has had since their marriage. Yeah.
And then, how many kids did they have? Seven?
Four. And on the TV version that we like, which is Alistair Sim...
Yes.
...the husband and wife are Canadians. Yeah, that's right.
And they're married to each other.
Yeah.
Right.
The actors, as well as...
There's more than four kids. Anyways, go on.
So, boys and girls, we're moving in out to the fifth and final stave, which is the ghost of Christmas future. And when Scrooge sees this spirit, it's coming along the ground to him in a very spooky and mysterious fashion. And he's worried. Spirit of the future, I fear you more than any of the other spirits. Will you not speak to me? But it doesn't. It just points an arm ahead of Scrooge, if this is the way we have to go. And Scrooge says, will you not speak to me? And the spirit says, no. So they go to a nasty little part of town with this little old man is selling old iron and awful and nasty. And in comes three different people. Two women and a man in faded black. And what they have is material from a dead man's home. Blankets? His blankets? Yes, as well. And a shirt. Was his finest one, too. And they'd have buried him in it if it wasn't for me. And then Scrooge realizes, oh, my life's been going that way. This guy could be me. Spirit, show me a death that has some love and affection with it. Not just, you know, this poor, uncared for, unwanted man left to die like that. And the spirit conducts him to Bob Cratchit's house. And there, things are very quiet indeed. And Mrs. Cratchit and Belinda are stitching something. And then she puts her hand to her eyes and says, the color hurts my eyes. The color? Ah, poor Tiny Tim. And Scrooge realizes that Tiny Tim has died. Because Bob Cratchit comes in and says he's visited where Tiny Tim is to be buried. It's a lovely green little spot, and we'll visit there every Sunday. And then he breaks down. And Scrooge says, I realize my time is almost done with you, Spirit. And then the next thing you know, they're in a ruinous churchyard with the Spirit pointing down to a gravestone. And Scrooge says, before we look at it, can you tell me what you have shown me? Is this what will be or what may be? I mean, why show this to me if I'm beyond all chance of change? I will honor Christmas past, present, and future in my heart. And bit by bit, the spirit points down at the tomb, and it says, Ebenezer Scrooge. And Scrooge says, no, I'm not the man I was. I will honor Christmas, past, present, and future, as I've said. And then the spirit begins to dwindle and collapse into a bedpost. And it's his bedpost, in his own bed. And he goes to the window, and there's a little boy down there, and he says, what day is it? It's Christmas Day. Yes. Do you know the Poulters, one street over there, that has the ice and elbow did? Do you know the turkey? Not the little turkey, but the big turkey? What, the one as big as me? Scrooge says, yes, buy it, and then I'll send it to Bob Cratchit's. And to make a long story short, he ends up going to see his nephew Fred and is welcomed. And then he's early at the shop for the next morning when Bob Cratchit comes in. He's late. And Scrooge pretends to be cranky and you are late. I'm not going to stand for this anymore. And so I'm going to raise your salary. And Bob gets very frightened and looks for the ruler and heads backs up. And then he realizes, no, he means it. And Scrooge has changed. And he does take care of Bob Cratchit's family. Tiny Tim does not die. And Scrooge becomes a man who celebrates Christmas, past, present, and future. And so, as Tiny Tim would say, God bless us, every one.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and a Happy New Year, too. May your holidays be merry and every wish come true. May you always be remembered by those so dear to you. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through. Well, there's old Grandpappy, and he sure looks happy with Granny just a-slapping her knees. There's old Aunt Mary with funny Uncle Harry, and they're trying to give the baby a squeeze. There's long-lost cousins, kitties by the dozens, and they're gonna stay the whole day long. Get together now, friends and neighbors, sing a happy holiday song. Merry Christmas, everybody, and a Happy New Year, too. May your holidays be merry and every wish come true. May you always be remembered by those so dear to you. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through. The turkey's on the table now, and when you're feeling able, you can take another helping if you will. But soon as you eat it, I'm afraid you gotta beat it, 'cause you gotta give the chair to Brother Bill. And hey, Uncle Marty, it's an all-night party, and don't you pour the drinks too strong. Get together now, friends and neighbors, sing a happy holiday song. Merry Christmas, everybody, and a Happy New Year, too. May your holidays be merry, and every wish come true. May you always be remembered by those so dear to you. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through.
The man himself. If he says you're to celebrate Christmas, you're going to celebrate Christmas. Stompin' Tom Connors from a CD called Christmas at Home. At 7:32, we're going to do our march around the breakfast table very shortly. But one other thing for the children, and I see Munch Upon a Time. This is running December 19th to January the 3rd.
Excellent.
At the Prairie Theater Exchange. Based on the stories of Robert Munch, adapted by Debbie Patterson. Today's Free Press.
They've been doing that for years and years. It's great.
A big write-up, a preview of Munch Upon a Time and the Glitter Bird. Now, the Munch Upon a Time, this is the first time since 2019 the company's returning to its decades-old tradition, compiling the beloved children's book writers' published works. So it seems to me that I had a thought.
Whole new audience.
They are going to include The Paper Bag Princess, David's Father, The Fire Station, and It's My Room.
Okay. Your favorite, Paper Bag Princess.
Well, the ending is sad. Sad. The princess is in a paper bag, of course.
Ronald.
A bit of soot in her hair. And Prince Ronald says, I'm not going to marry you if you're dressed like that. And she says, you may be a prince, but you are a bum, Ronald. I will not marry you. Now, I've noticed some of the later editions of that story takes out that, I will not marry you. But the original is what you were looking for.
Wow, interesting.
Cuts like a knife. And I also meant The Glitter Bird for children. This is the Philippine-Canadian Centre of Manitoba. Opens Monday and it runs to December 30th. Tickets at Unit Together. Yes, unittogether.ca. So the write-up in today's Free Press by Ben Waldman, the Arts, Life, and Entertainment, page D3. If you're looking for something to do here, two write-ups to let you know the possibilities. Winnipeg Public Library. I've gone to their website, boys and girls, because there was a movie. Here we are. Today, 2 to 3:30. Hello, Jennifer. This is The Miracle on 34th Street. So right
which
away,
one?
The suspicious in soul that I am said, which one?
Yes.
So I noticed it says 94 minutes. So I looked them both up.
Right.
So this is the 1940s one.
Okay.
This is the one you want.
Yes.
Of course. Yes. With who's the little girl?
Natalie Wood.
Yeah, Natalie Wood, yes.
Yeah.
And Edmund Gwenn as Santa. You know, here's how they sum it up on the Winnipeg Public Library. An old man hired by Macy's to be the store Santa claims to be the real Santa Claus. Well, there's a lot more to it than that. But it gives you an idea. Oh, that movie. So it's today, 2 to 3:30 in the Millennium Library. Doesn't say this year, but of course they always show them in Carol Shields' room there. Check what floor it is when you come in. It's an open event, so you can drop in, and considering the weather as well, I don't think you'll ever have a problem getting a seat there. Finally, tea light lanterns. Look to bring some light to your life. Get creative and crafty. You could make a tea light lantern to give to somebody for Christmas. All supplies provided. No experience necessary. This is for ages 13 to 17. I didn't get my loan. So there you are. Then this is what you need. Ages 13 to 17. It's 90 minutes. Saturday, that's today, 2 to 3:30 in the program room at the Transcona Library. You have to register, but you can. Your mother will show you how to do it. 10 seats left there for that, so not a problem. That's in the website of the Winnipeg Public Library, WPL. There are lots of WPLs. You want the Winnipeg Public Library? Get the app is what you want.
Yeah.
And then you look for their program listings. And I'm just giving you today, but of course it goes on at least a month or so. You can plan ahead at 7:36. All right. One more children's song then? Little voices piping?
Certainly.
Right you are.
Oh, Christmas tree, how faithful are your branches. Oh, Christmas tree, how faithful are your branches. Not only green in summer's heat, but also winter snow and sleet. Oh, Christmas tree, how faithful are your branches. Oh, Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter. Oh, Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter. Du trugst die Frucht zur Sommerzeit, nein, auch im Winter, wenn es schneit. Oh, Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter.
Fred Benner there from his CD. Fred Benner's Christmas Time. And he was singing with the Mennonite Children's Choir there.
Ah.
Yes, we'll come back to this because he also sings with the Huzli Ukrainian Folk Ensemble. So I'll set this to one side. We'll need it for Ukrainian Christmas, yes?
Sure. Or
I've got to look into that.
January.
Something has changed. It just occurred to me.
Oh, you're right. Yes. Because of the Ruskies.
Hokey crokey.
Yep. Yeah, you better look into it.
Look into it at 7:38.
Yep.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Yep.
One other thing, but for the children, I'm thinking. And that's, of course, the Nutcracker.
Oh, yes.
Can't go wrong. Where is the Nutcracker, you're saying?
Concert Hall.
This is at the Concert Hall. The Royal Winnipeg Ballet runs. It started yesterday. Runs to the 23rd. And then 26th and 27th at various times. Tickets start at $40. Christmas present for somebody. Somebody says, she always wanted to be a dancer, right? Dancing 15 clubs a day. That's a whole other story. That's a Beatles story. No, this is the Nutcracker.
Right.
And so why don't we have the Russian dance?
Sure.
Rusalka dancers do that.
I was just going to say the Rusalka dancers do
Bingo.
It. Yes.
That's the Nutcracker.
Yep.
Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker.
Fabulous.
I'm always available for a walk-on. They do have people, don't they?
Well, I don't know if they do here or not. But
There are many
why
different,
don't you put your name in for next year?
Many different Nutcrackers, as you know, in
yes.
terms of dance.
Yes.
So this one is I can't read the whole article now, but anyways, it was in the Free Press.
Might be Georges Balanchine.
December 17th, so yep. Earlier this week. Again, December 19th to the 23rd, and then there's 26th and 27th, various times. So what you want is rwb.org.
Right.
At 7:41, time for our march around the breakfast table. Looking at the Free Press from February the 5th. For Isaac Gottfried, died, passed away peacefully in his 100th year, survivor. He was in several concentration camps from ages 15 to 18, escaping into the woods shortly before liberation. Testified against the Nazis at the Buchenwald trials in Dachau, Germany in 1947. After retirement, a successful career of London life, devoted his energy to educating people of all ages and backgrounds about the horrors of the Holocaust by speaking to over 25,000 people at schools, museums, and conferences, interviewed by newspapers, television, documentarians, PhD candidates. His legacy has been captured on film, in print, and by the Shoah Foundation, and he ended every lecture and interview with the words, "Never again." Which I remember Cliff Chatterton did a book with that title as well, He of the War Amps. So at the age of 92, he published his memoir, Lucky to Survive, which sold over 1,000 copies. At his request, all proceeds were donated to the Canadian Museum for Human Rights. Now, the Winnipeg Public Library has 3 copies of his book, Lucky to Survive. So let's make our march around the breakfast table this morning, then. Canada on the march. Table this morning, then. The Air Command Band with Canada on the March at 7:45. I'm looking at a Reader's Book of Dave's, Tom Nisley. If today is December 20th, and it is, I see born on this day. Nobody I know. How about died on this day?
Okay.
1961, Moss Hart. He of Act One, The Man Who Came to Dinner, which, of course, is always shown at Christmas. Carol McKibbins, Phone Going Berserk, don't worry, folks. Palm Springs, California. I see on this day, in 1915, The Evil Eye, which, of course, is a line from Christmas Carol, is it not? The blind man's dogs tug their owners up doorways to say, even a dark eye is better than a evil eye, dark master. Anyways, The Evil Eye, a musical comedy in two acts, presented by the Princeton University Triangle Club, yes, booked by Edmund Wilson Jr., class of 1916, and lyrics by F. Scott Fitzgerald, class of 1917. A reader's book of days, then.
Good.
Now I'm looking at a little something for you, suitable, little flute music to get you up and about. Someone gave this to us when I was at CBC, and I've promised to play something from it every Christmas. I mean, I don't want to break it. Break the code, break the promise. A Jethro Tull Christmas album.
See
if you recognize this tune. Who recognize that?
I do.
Yes?
Ian Anderson. From Jethro Tull. Isn't that his name?
Yes.
Oh. Why are you looking at me like...
What was the piece of music?
Oh. It was sort of like a green
sleeve. Sort of like a green sleeve. Exactly. It's titled Green Sleeved.
Oh, okay.
Consider yourself in green sleeved. Then at 7:49...
I'm Terry Follis, author of The Marionette, and you're listening to CKUW-FM 95.9 in Winnipeg.
You know one thing about the holiday season? You get a lot of cards at Christmas. I was in the post office the other day. The woman in front of me wanted to buy some stamps for her Christmas cards. The guy at the counter asked her, "What denomination do you want?" She couldn't believe he asked her that. But she said, "I guess you better give me 20 Catholic and 10 Presbyterian."
That's a joke. You got another jumble?
Yes. I'm a little bit afraid now.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Yes. Well, one of them I think is quite difficult, and the other one hopefully is not quite so difficult.
Help me, Santa. Help me, Santa Juan Kenobi.
Okay. Because this is a six-letter word.
Oh, man.
Okay. You asked for it.
Well, it's a special Christmas gift to our listeners to help them out with the jumble.
All right. D-V-R-R-I-E.
Arrived.
No.
Could have been, though. Could have been.
No.
Could have been driver.
There was no... Yes.
Thank you. At no 750, a. Just checking to see if there was a... A. Yep. Look, when you're an A-type personality, you include an A in every word.
I see.
At 751.
But you know what?
What?
You said arrived, and as I'm saying, no, you're wrong.
Yep.
You've already figured it out.
Working.
Your
I think I
brain
can. I think I can.
Doing
I know
some
I can.
Magic.
I know I can. I know
yep.
I can. You know what we need?
Some Long John blues.
Okie dokie. See what we can do here.
Okay. We're down a CD player, folks, so we're having
yes, you're
a
right.
bit of
so
fun.
I'm looking for it now.
Yep.
And to make sure we got the
okay.
right. My hand is on the start.
Okay.
Do over again.
Well,
anything like life. All over from scratch. I'm thinking. Hello.
I want a big red fire truck with an extendable ladder and a hose.
See, now we're talking stuff like that. I go back again to the 1,000 Green Army Men. Blowing them up in the garden.
I want a new guitar. Oh, that's your life. I want a new guitar. Or I want a set of drums.
We want our drummer to know exactly what he does in the band. Something like that.
The bass player's not even here right now, man. We want the bass player for
We want the bass player here.
You can't go wrong with that. That's a good bass player, I tell you, boys. I had no idea. They just went on and on. This is not what it says on the CD, but it was on a Christmas Day, Long John Baldry. 7:56. I'm Ron Robinson.
And I'm Carol.
One last look at the weather. Carol McKibben?
Oh, well, I know it drives you a little crazy that Environment Canada hasn't updated it since 5 o'clock, and what we're getting is forecast. So I thought I'd go to University of Winnipeg weather, and it's pretty much the same. So Environment Canada, not that far off. So I'm going to stick with them. Minus 17 out there. Light snow and blowing snow. We're back to that again. Barometric pressure, 100.4 and rising. Humidity, 83%. Wind coming from the west-northwest at 44. Wind chill still minus 31. So we're going to have light snow this morning. Then it'll stop around lunchtime. And then a mix of sun and cloud. Local blowing snow this morning and early this afternoon. Wind coming from the northwest at 40, gusting to 60, and then down to 20 this afternoon. A high of minus 16 and a wind chill of minus 31 this morning and minus 25 this afternoon. And tie it up with a bow, it's a risk of frostbite.
But we're getting better and better as each day goes by. I'm Ron Robinson,
spring
still
can't
Ron
be
Robinson.
Far away. And I'm still Carol.
So we'll be back next week for you. Yes, which means we want to wish you a Merry Christmas now, doesn't it?
That's right.
That's right.
Mind you, you'll be wishing people a Merry Christmas on
Thursday.
Christmas Day.
I'll be back Christmas to do live. Pages, Radio for Readers.
Yep.
5 to 5:30 here on CKWFM 95.9 on your FM dial. I'll be enjoying you then. Leaving you with, we're working our way through Danny Boy.
Okay.
The Danny Boy album. Today it's Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops.